We're just going to say over a couple of small ha'aris that relate to the dinim of tzedakah. One din that relates to the mitzvah of tzedakah is a lav, and that is loisoshub dach nichlom, that no matter what, no matter how much tzedakah you give, if Andy approaches you, he knocks on your door, you open the door, and he says, can I have tzedakah? There's a iser to turn him down completely and give him nothing. You have to give him something, even if it's something very, very insignificant. Gargaris, even a small date, anything at all suffices to avoid being over in the lav. But if you simply turn him down and you send him away empty-handed, you're over on an iser of leisoshev dach nichlam. That's it's a manner of being mevaza the person. It's a bizayin for the person to walk away empty-handed. It's humiliating, and therefore there's an iser to turn him down completely. Also, no matter what your status is when it comes to giving tzedakah in general, but there is a chiyuv even on a person who doesn't have any comfort when it comes to financial means. There is a chiyuv to give at least a shlishis hashekel for tzedakah at least annually. Once a year, for the entire span of the year, you have to give a shlishis hashekel, which is an extremely small number. And the erech tzedakah brings down that it's about $1.60. So that suffices for the ikr chiv of tzedakah to be given out at least once a year. And the shach brings down from the rosh that there's an amount, mimidis chasidus, to give a little bit more, according to the way the Aruch Letzedakah defines this shir, based on the Rosh, it's about $50. $50 American, that's the chiyuv that at least mimidis chasidus a person should be giving once a year. So the ikir chiyuv is $1.60 a year. And mimidis chasidus, a person should make sure to give at least $50 a year to tzedakah. The Gemara says that there's another din called de machzari, which means that we give an ani exactly what he needs. In other words, depending on his situation, on his history, on his background, on his particular state of being, we give him kefi that tzarich. In other words, if let's say he was a wealthy individual who lost his money, there are certain needs that he has that for other people would be luxuries. But for him, it's considered a need, and therefore we have to provide these needs for him, even though for someone else who didn't have the same background, there would be no obligation whatsoever to provide him with these needs. For instance, the Gemara says in Ksubis Taf Samach Zayin, Dei Machzori Afilu Sus Lirkoi Velov Ve'Eved Lorotzboi. If he was accustomed to having a fancy horse that he used to ride on, a limousine, or an expensive car that he used to drive, or he had an Eved Lorotzbo, he had servants, he had maids, we have to provide that for him if he now lost his money and cannot afford it anymore. Because there's a rule called Dei Machzore, which obligates us to provide him with anything that's considered a need for his particular situation. And if in his situation it already became a need, it's a necessity, we have to provide him with his necessities. That's the din of Dei Machzore. There's, aside from the mitzvah of tzedakah, there's a din meiser, which we pass in me'ikra din as a minig, like the Bach, and that is to give, at least 10% to meiser. And the best way of being mekayim this din is giving more than 10%, at least up to a chaimish, up to 20%. And more than 20% pashtos a person should not give, but at least up to 20% a person should give, it's lechatchila to give, and that's the din of meiser, which is aside from the din of tzedakah, which is a general halacha, irrespective of your financial situation. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, if a person is being mechazar lapsachim, if the ani is going from door to door collecting, you don't have to give him Dei Machzore. You don't have to provide for him everything that he needs. And the question is, who is this Gemara talking to? Is this Gemara talking to an individual, or is it talking to the Gabbai Tzedakah, telling him that he doesn't have to provide him with all of his needs because he can get it by collecting? So this is a Machlekes Rishonim. And the reason why the Rishonim dispute this is because, in truth, there's a din de machsoiroi both with respect to a Gabbai Tzedakah, that a Gabbai Tzedakah is supposed to provide an ani with that which he needs, if we have enough money in the kupa. And there's also a din de machsoiroi on an individual. If you know someone who has a specific need, and it's yodei masekis, you could afford to give him enough money to provide for his needs, and he can't get it elsewhere, he's not being mechazar la psachim, he's not collecting, then there's a din that you're supposed to give him de machsoiroi. And the question is, when the Gemara says that if he's mechazar la psachim, there's no din of de machsoiroi, because he can just get it by collecting from the various people that he's knocking on their doors during this period of Nisinas Tzedakah, who is this referring to? Is this referring to the individual, or is this referring to the Gabbai Tzedakah? So this is a Machlekes Rishonim. So Machlekes, the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that this is referring to an individual. That if you know that this person is knocking on doors, he's being Mechazal HaPsachim, there is no obligation to provide him with all of his necessary funds, but rather you give him a little bit, and matana muetes is sufficient. As I zogt the Rambam, and that's really the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person's mechazal apsachim, you only have to give him matana muetes, you don't have to give him a matana meruba. And according to the Rambam, the Gemara is talking about an individual who has money to give, but sees that this ani is actually being mechazar lapsachim. Says the Rambam, he doesn't have to give him a matana meruba, he doesn't have to give him dei machsoirei, all he has to give him is a matana muetis. The Rosh understands that the Gemara is referring to the Gabbai Tzedakah, that the Gabbai Tzedakah doesn't have to give him kedei suda, he doesn't have to give him a matana meruba, all he has to give him is a matana muetis, because, again, he can achieve his you know, his goal of getting his necessities met and providing for his family by knocking on the various doors in the community. And therefore, since he can collect the money, there is no chiv, according to the Rosh, on the Gabbai Tzedakah, to provide him with dei machsoirei. The mashmais of the tour, when he brings down this machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, is that the tour understood that the Rambam holds that a yachid only has to give matana muetes if the ani is being mechazer lapsachim, because he can get the ani can get all of his needs met through the different collections that he's going to be doing throughout the city. Masha Enkein, it's Masha from the Torah. The Rosh would hold that the din that Gabbai Tzedakah has to only give matana muetes. He doesn't have to give the entire amount of money that is needed to this ani, if he's being mechazal psachim, only applies to a Gabbai Tzedakah. But when it comes to an individual, the Rosh would hold that you still have to give him a matana meruba, you have to give him what you could, even though he's being mechazal psachim. In other words, the way the Torah understood, the Rambam's being makel, and he's saying that an individual only has to give him matana muetis if the ani is being mechazal psachim, because the ani can achieve his desired goal of making money through collecting small donations from the entire community. And the Rosh held that no, the individual has to give him a matana meruba if he could afford it. Only with respect to the Gabbai Tzedakah giving him from the kupa, on this type of tzedakah, we say that the ani, who is mechazer al psachim, could collect the money from the different balabatim in the community, and you don't have to provide him with all of his needs. Lemaisa, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says that a Gabbai Tzedakah, he brings the Lashon of the Rosh, that a Gabbai Tzedakah does not have to give dei machsoiroi or matana meruba to an individual who is collecting door to door, someone who is mechazal lapsachim. And the reason is because this oni can collect from the various balabatim in the community, and you don't necessarily have to give him all of his needs at once. He can figure it out himself. He's obviously capable of collecting donations because he's being mechazor lepsochem. The Shach adds that even though the Shulchan Aruch only mentions this exemption of dei machsoir when it comes to a Gabbai Tzedakah, The halacha is, says the Shach, that even with respect to an individual who has money to give, there's no requirement to give day machsoiroi when it comes to an oni that's mechazet l'psachim, because the Shach paskins that both with respect to the gabay tzedakah and with respect to an individual who has money to give, there is no requirement of day machsoiroi or giving a matana meruba if the person who's collecting is mechazet l'psachim, is going door to door, where you could achieve the amount that he wants to, used to provide for his family through the various donations that he's going to receive throughout the community. So that's the psak of the Shach, that both with respect to the gabay tzedakah and an individual who has money, there's no din of day machzor, there's no requirement of giving a matana meruba to an ani who's being mechazor l'psachim. Ramosha has an interesting chiddush. And Reb Moshe has a fascinating tshuva in Igros Moshe, where he says that the chiv tzedaka only applies when you give money to an ani which is going to be used litzorchei gufoi. What does it mean litzorchei gufoi? Says Reb Moshe, either the money is going to be going to food that he's going to be eating, or drinks, or clothing, something physical that's going to take care of his physical body, or the physical body of his family. But if it's not litzorchei gufoi, what if you're giving him money that's going to, go to the purchase of an esrig? It's going to be used for the purchase of a mitzvah. So says Reb Moshe, that is not tzedaka. Reb Moshe says that's not tzedaka. Rather, that's gemilas chesed. It's a groisa mitzvah. It's a very nice thing. It's a mitzvah. But that's not tzedaka. Tzedaka is only when you give money for tzorchei gufoi. That's the shita of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe does make an exception to the rule, and he says that if it's for dalet kaisais and ner chanukah, something for psume nisa, that would be included in tzedaka. That is considered like tzorchei gufoi. But something like tefillin or lulav or mezuzah, you don't have this din of tzedaka. Rather, that's a different mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of gemilas chasodin. That is the shita of Reb Moshe. Lemaisa, other Paiskim disagree, and other Paiskim hold that no, any money that you give to this ani that's going to be used for the purchase of the mitzvah is something that's considered a valid form of tzedaka, and the vada that's considered his tzorech. It doesn't have to be tzorechei gufoi, even if it's other tzorechim, tzorechei mitzvah, since he has a need to perform the mitzvah that's he's going to encounter, and it's going to be incumbent on him. That is constitutes a mitzvah of tzedakah, and it's not merely gemilas chasodim. So it's a machlokes ha'poskim, whether tzedakah that's being given to an ani that's not tzorchei gufoi, rather it's, let's say, for the performance of a mitzvah, whether that's actually tzedakah, or it's just gemilas chasodim, it's not tzedakah. There's another interesting machlokes ha'poskim, and this also is quite pertinent, and that is how far this din of Dei Machzorei goes. In other words, let's say you have a person that has a need for kavod. He has a need, he needs kavod. He was a Rebbe somewhere, and now he comes to your town. No one knows him as a Rebbe, and he has a requirement of kibud. So it's brought down that certain paiskim held that that's also Dei Machzorei. You should be mechabed him as Dei Machzorei. He is in need of this kavod, and therefore you should give him this kavod, this honor, because that's something that he has become accustomed to, and something that is a real necessity for him. Reb Yashiv Zatzal strongly disagreed, and he held that Dei Machzorei is only when it comes to actual money, something that's either actual money or shava kesef, but it's something that's a monetary value. Only that is considered included in the mitzvah of Dei Machzoroi, which the Gemara talks about in Ksubas Daf Samach Zayin. And says Rabbi Yashiv, the example over there in the Gemara is Sus Lirkoivalov, the Eved Loritzboy, either a horse to ride on or an Eved to run before him. These are monetary possessions that a person has. And since these are monetary possessions that a person has, you cannot extrapolate from here and extend the concept of Dei Machzoroi to include other things, such as types of kavod that the person may receive. This is only something that has actual monetary value. It's a monetary possession. And that's the only rule that we can apply the din of de machzeiro to.